Starting off, taking a look at high school sports for you from yesterday. Regional team tennis, and it was first-round state matchups yesterday, actually, around the area. And a couple of matches featuring Southwest Iowa teams had to be moved around due to weather conditions yesterday. There were some spotty showers all over the region, and one of those matchups ended up taking place in two different cities, as the match between Shenandoah and Spirit Lake Okoboji started in Denison. Rainfall moved in, so they decided to move on to Red Oak because they had the opportunity to go inside if needed there at the Carter Tennis Center. They started the matches outside at the YMCA there in Red Oak and then did have to move inside to finish things up there at the Carter Tennis Center. So they finally got it done, and Shenandoah was a winner, 5-1 over Spirit Lake Okoboji. So Shenandoah moves on to the state team Final Four. Also, Glenwood played yesterday. They were scheduled to play in Boone, but they moved that to Johnston due to the rainfall. And it was Waverly Shellrock beating Glenwood 5-0. So Glenwood ends in the round of eight. Shenandoah once again advances to that Class 1A team state Final Four. They'll play on June 3rd at the Hawkeye Tennis and Recreation Complex in Iowa City. Play will begin at 9 a.m. that morning for semifinal matches, with the finals being played then at 2 o'clock or an hour after the semifinals end that day. And the 1A Final Four includes Shenandoah, Waverly Shellrock, Waterloo Columbus, and Dubuque Waller. Those are the teams that will be competing. Moving on to some girls' soccer from yesterday and regular season play. It was the final regular season game of the year for Atlantic, and Perry wins it 3-1 over Atlantic as Perry gets the W. Boone was a 2-1 winner over Carroll in double overtime. Thomas Jefferson beat Trainer 4-0. Denison Schleswig 5-1 over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central 7-0 over St. Albert. It was Nottoway Valley ACGC West Central Valley, a 3-2 win over Harlan in overtime. And Tri-Center was a 2-1 winner over Glenwood. Also in high school baseball and softball last night on the baseball diamond, it was ADM beating Des Moines Roosevelt 8-2. Glenwood was an 8-2 winner over Creston. Harlan topped Kemper Catholic 8-0. IKM Manning 3-1 over AHSTW. That game called in the fifth inning due to rain. Lennox was a 6-5 winner over Sydney. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 10-6. Maple Valley Anthon Otto was a 12-4 winner over OABCIG. Martinsdale St. Mary's picked up a doubleheader win over Coon Rapids Bayard. They won the first game 11-0 in five innings and the second game 6-2 in 10 innings. Also, Missouri Valley was a 19-2 winner over Riverside. Mount Air beat East Mills 21-11. Norwalk 9-0 over Nottoway Valley. It was Shenandoah 6-2 over Red Oak. Spencer beat Denison Schleswig 8-0, and Trainer 26-1 over Griswold in five innings in baseball play yesterday. In softball, it was ADM 10-0 over Des Moines Roosevelt. Bishop Heelan beat Abraham Lincoln 16-3. Denison Schleswig 4-0 over Carroll. Glenwood 19-1 over Creston. Glidden Ralston beat South Central Calhoun 11-0 in five innings. IKM Manning was a 6-0 winner over AHSTW. Lennox 3-2 over Sydney. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 16-0 in three innings. Missouri Valley 14-0 over Riverside. Mount Air was a 12-0 winner over East Mills. Orient Maxburg 9-7 over East Union. Red Oak beat Shenandoah 12-9. And Trainer was a 12-0 winner over Griswold. Also in high school sporting notes from yesterday, Underwood junior wrestler Alex Thompson announced that he'll commit to continue his wrestling career at University of Nebraska. He's an undefeated three-time state champion for the Eagles and plans to wrestle at 126 this upcoming final season for him in high school. He has a high school career record of 139-0 heading into that senior campaign. He considered Oklahoma, North Carolina, Minnesota, Iowa, and Iowa State before choosing Nebraska. He told multiple outlets that he wanted to make the decision now because he knew he felt the best fit was the Huskers. Thompson could potentially be a 125-pounder in college with the Big Red, but also may fit into the 133 role eventually. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Logan Forsythe doubled in a run in the 13th inning to lift the L.A. Dodgers over the Cardinals 2-1 last night after a stellar duel between starters Clayton Kershaw and Lance Lynn. Forsythe played for the first time in a month and struck out in his first four at-bats before walking in the 11th and delivering the winning hit in the 13th. His double off Jonathan Broxton scored Enrique Hernandez. Kershaw and Lynn struck out 10 batters and allowed a run each, with Kershaw going 9 innings and Lynn pitching 8. The Cardinals got just 3 hits against Kershaw, and the Dodgers had 2 off of Lynn, including Yasmani Grandal's homer in the first inning. Kershaw missed out in his first major leagues, on his major league's leading eighth victory by giving up a run in the ninth. Randall Grichuk singled, advanced to second on a ground out, and then scored on a wild pitch to tie it at one. Josh Fields pitched for the Dodgers in the 13th, and Jock Pederson left the game after a frightening collision with Yasiel Puig in the 10th. And other scores in Major League Baseball yesterday. It was Danny Duffy beating the Yankees for the second time in a week, and rookie Jorge Bonifacio capping a three-run seventh-inning rally with a go-ahead two-run homer that led the Royals over New York 6-2 last night. Lorenzo Cain, Whit Merrifield, and Mike Moustakas also homered late for the Royals, who went deep four times in a span of nine batters. Other scores in interleague play, it was Washington 10-1 over Seattle. Cleveland beat Cincinnati 8-7. Toronto 4-3 over Milwaukee. Arizona 5-4 over the White Sox. Miami was an 11-9 winner over Oakland. In the American League, it was Minnesota 2-0 over Baltimore. The Angels beat Tampa Bay 4-0. Boston 11-6 over Texas. Houston 6-2 over Detroit. In the National League, it was the Cubs over San Francisco 4-1. Colorado 8-2 over Philadelphia. The Mets 9-3 over San Diego. Atlanta was a 6-5 winner over Pittsburgh. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Nashville beat Omaha 10-0 and Reno 2-1 over Iowa. Those teams play once again here today. The iCubs in the afternoon at home at Principal Park, and the Storm Chasers on the road tonight for a 7:35 start. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers are on the verge of their third consecutive NBA Finals meeting with the Golden State Warriors. They own a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals after Kyrie Irving and LeBron James combined for 76 points in a 112-99 victory over the visiting Boston Celtics. Irving scored 19 of his game-high 42 points in a five-minute stretch of the third quarter. He stayed in the game after rolling his left ankle in that period. Game 5 is Thursday in Boston. The Orlando Magic have hired Milwaukee Bucks general manager John Hammond as their new GM. He replaces Rob Hennigan, who was fired last month after the franchise missed the postseason for the fifth straight season. And there will be a Game 7 in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. Craig Anderson stopped 45 shots, and the Ottawa Senators stretched the series to the limit by nipping the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1. Anderson was credited with 22 saves in the second period of his turnaround performance. He was yanked after one period of the Senators' 7-0 loss in Game 5, surrendering four goals on 14 shots. Mike Hoffman snapped a 1-1 deadlock 1:34 into the third period. Bobby Ryan notched a power play goal late in the second period, about 8.5 minutes after Evgeny Malkin scored for the Penguins. Game 7 is Thursday in Pittsburgh. The series winner will take on the Nashville Predators, who advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time by downing Anaheim 6-3 on Monday. And that's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.